Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Doran. Batting second. The shortstop, Dickey Thon. Batting third. The third baseman, Phil Garner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Glenn Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kevin Bez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Pankowitz. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tony Walker. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Mizrock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mark Knudsen. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Mark Knudsen. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Dykstra. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Daryl Strawberry. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Kevin Mitchell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Danny Heap. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hearn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Fernandez. Pitching for the New York Mets, Sid Fernandez. And now, play ball. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dickey Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doran. The throw from Hearn and he is safe. Doran steals second. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball four. Kevin Bez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bez hits a fly ball into left field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a fly ball into left field. Pankowitz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dykstra. The throw from Mizrock and he is safe. Dykstra steals second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez takes first base on ball four. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Pankowitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pankowitz hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Mizrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Hearn and he is safe. Walker steals second. John Mizrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mizrock strikes out. Two outs. Mark Knudsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knudsen takes first base on ball 4. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a fly ball into left field. Pankovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pankovic. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Ed Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran misplays the ball. That's an error on Doran. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Mets. Sid Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez bunts towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Doran covering, for the out. Hearn moves to second. Two outs. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dykstra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hearn scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Mets. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-1 in the game. Backman takes first base on ball 4. Dykstra moves to second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Dickey Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon is 0-for-1 in the game. Thon hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. Garner takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 0-for-1 in the game. Baz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Jim Pankovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pankovic is 0-for-1 in the game. Pankovic is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Strawberry hits a fly ball into left field. Pankovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Mets. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-1 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tony Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mizrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mizrock is 0-for-1 in the game. Mizrock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Louis Meadows pinch hits for Mark Knudsen. Louis Meadows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meadows hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Anderson now pitching. Ed Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0-for-1 in the game. Hearn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sid Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. Fernandez bunts towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Doran covering, for the out. Hearn moves to second. One out. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dykstra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Backman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Hearn trying to get to home. Baz throws the ball into Mizrock who tags Hearn who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doran strikes out. One out. Dickie Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon is 0-for-2 in the game. Thon hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Garner hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez strikes out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Strawberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Strawberry. The throw from Mizrock and he is safe. Strawberry steals second. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-2 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Strawberry moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Thon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hearn hits a fly ball into right field. Baz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Davis is called out on strikes. One out. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baz hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Pankowitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pankowitz is 0 for 2 in the game. Pankowitz takes first base on ball 4. Baz moves to second. Tony Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards right field. Strawberry picks it up and throws to third to catch Bass for the out. Pankowitz moves to second. Two outs. Alan Ashby pinch hits for John Mizrock. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Alan Ashby now catching. Craig Reynolds now playing first base. Sid Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 0 in the game. Fernandez strikes out. One out. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dykstra hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pankowitz. Dykstra reaches second base with a double. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dykstra moves to third. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dickie Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon is 0 for 3 in the game. Thon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doran moves to third. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Garner hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doran tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Mets. Ty Gainey pinch hits for Aurelio Lopez. Ty Gainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gainey takes first base on ball 4. Thon moves to second. Doug Sisk now pitching. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Baz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Dipino now pitching. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Strawberry strikes out. One out. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mukie Wilson pinch hits for Danny Heap. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-1, Mets. Ed Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hearn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Rafael Santana now playing shortstop. Mukie Wilson now playing left field. Jim Pankowitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pankowitz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pankowitz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker strikes out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashby takes first base on ball 4. Pankowitz moves to second. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Sisk covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Sisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisk strikes out. One out. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Dykstra takes first base on ball 4. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dykstra. The throw from Ashby to Thon and they have Dykstra trapped. The throw over to Reynolds, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Backman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Cruz pinch hits for Dickey Thon. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is called out on strikes. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Garner takes first base on ball 4. Denny Walling pinch hits for Frank Dipino. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garner moves to second. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Baz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garner scores. Walling moves to second. It's 5-2, Mets. Jim Pankowitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pankowitz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pankowitz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walling scores. Baz moves to second. It's 5-3, Mets. Roger McDowell now pitching. Tony Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Houston Astros, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.